A nice deflection marker by Sutton Majewski on the power play midway through the third period proved to be the game winner as the Sioux Eagles held off the Elliott Lake Vikings 5-4 Sunday in a Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League contest at Puller Stadium. It was a nice bounce-back win after Saturday's home loss to Blind River. Sioux St. Marie soared to a 3-0 lead after one period to take early control. Zach Schweitzer began the Eagles' outburst 2 minutes into the matchup as he picked off a pass in the neutral zone, then skated in and sizzled a shot from the left circle past Viking netminder Sam Keane. The Sioux went up by a pair after Gabriel Fisher's long up ice feed helped Tyler Fortson get past an Elliott Lake defender and eventually send one on target that leaked through Keane. A third in the session saw the Sioux convert moments into a man advantage with Easton Pratt converting as he pumped one by Keane from the left circle. The Vikings got one back, 6 minutes into the second stanza, thanks to Gavin McLennigan as he scooped up a loose puck off the skate of an Eagles defenseman, then dashed down the ice and buried his chance with a sharp snapshot that flew by Sioux starter Anthony Zalesi. Getting that back at 12:04, Fortson notched his second of the afternoon by deking to his right and sending a backhand that Keane could only get a piece of before it trickled across the goal line. Pulling to within two before the intermission, Elliott Lake's Ryan DaPonte spun around off a faceoff and fired one by Zalesi at 18:56. In the third, the Vikings made it 4-3 after Max Chesilski connected from between the hash marks after some diligent work along the endboards by Anthony Bertrand. Majewski then got the eventual game winner as he redirected a Kobe Fox attempt from the point with 9:13 remaining in regulation. Still battling, the Vikings broke out on a 2-on-1 and saw Gabriel Monceau send a sharp-angle attempt to the net from the right side that was tipped in by Connor Desbois to make it a one-goal game with just under 6.5 minutes to play. Holding on from there, the Eagles persevered to pick up the win. The outcome helps the Sioux move to 1-7-6-0-1. As of this writing, the Sioux sat in second place overall, 1 point behind Sudbury. With files from NOJHL Media Network.